It's your host, Little Nina of Let's Discuss Books. So in this upcoming episode, me as a reader, sometimes when I read a novel, I tend to skim through the sex scenes. Stay tuned so I can explain why. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. So, you know, I had to let you guys know how my week been going. Today is Sunday and, you know, it's been very busy. And work. As some of you know, I'm a mail carrier outside of this podcast life and reader's life. So, you know, I've been going to work like a good girl. And, you know, it's very hard to get up in the morning just to go to work and carry a route, you know. And I told myself, like, hey, you got to go to bed at night early. I'm talking about at 9 o'clock, the latest 10, because if I wait any longer past 10, I know it's going to be harder for me to wake up. And I know some of you have that hard time of getting up in the morning. It's called adulting. And gosh, I hate it. And I, you know what? I think back when I was a teenager and I wanted to be like, oh, I can't wait till I'm a grown-up so I can do whatever I want. Now I'm like, okay, now it's here, and I'm like, I wish I was a teenager. I didn't have to worry about bills or anything, you know. Well, some of us, because some of us had to work when they was teenagers. Well, I didn't have to work, so it was just kind of like that thing, like I miss being a teenager. But what I usually do is I read a couple of chapters out of a novel that I'm currently reading right now, which is called 42 Minutes by Janae Harden, which is a great novel. I love it. You know, it's about a young lady. She worked at this morgue, and she killed someone. A young man that went to school with her. She burnt him up, and it took 42 seconds. Minutes, it says, you know, it takes 42 minutes to burn up a body. So, you know, I'm actually loving it. It's a y'all fiction. So, yeah, it's pretty good. You guys should check it out. It's by Janae Harden. Check it out. But, anywho, let's get into this. Sex scenes in a novel. It could be a bit too much for a reader. So, like myself, sometimes I do skim through it, and most people are like, well, if it's like a sex scene, then why are you reading a romance novel? It don't have to be necessarily a romance novel, because you can read like what genre I can use? It could be like a mystery, and that novel could be a mystery, and you're dealing with a love triangle, you know? And a killing arises in within that novel, and you have a sex scene. That sex scene can go on forever. You're just like, okay, I'm over it. Then they having sex again. Then you kind of get a glimpse of like, okay, I want to skim through it so I can finish up this book and find out what's going on and who killed who. And some of us readers do that, because it could be a bit too much when you're reading these books And you tend to see a sex scene, and you would just want to skim through it and want it because you want to get done. It's okay to have some sex scenes involved, but I know for myself it could be a bit too much, and you're just like, I'm over it. I want to go ahead and skim through it, because you already know what's going to happen. I mean, we all like those steamy hot scenes sometimes, but sometimes you just want to skim over it and get done with the book. I know that. When I was reading the whole Ethics series with Ashley Antoinette, the author is actually by Ashley Antoinette. They had a couple of sex scenes in the whole Ethics series, but I tend to skim over it because I'm like, okay, I love Ethic and he's a great man. We know the sex is good, but what's going to happen next? What he going to do on this situation? Because the cops is about to come. Is he going to get caught up? So you want to skim through that sex scene because you want to know what's going to happen, you know? And that's how it be for me, because I know for me, I don't like romance novels at all. It have to be something that strikes an interest for me to pick up that romance novel. But I'm not a romance novel type of female. You have some people that love romance novels, and that's all what they read. And I have a couple of friends that are readers that love romance novels, and they know I don't, because I'm more of a suspense, thriller, mystery, horror type of, and sci-fi fantasy type of female. That's me, you know, or even historical sometimes, historical novels as well. That's me. Because I just got done reading 40 Acres by Dwayne Alexandra Smith. Huh, that's a good book. It didn't have no sex scenes in it. I mean, actually it did. It had, but it had a little bit of, but it was short. So that's why I'm like, it didn't have none, but it was like short, vivid ones. But that is a great novel. You guys should check that out. It's called 40 Acres. Now, the cover kind of threw me off, but once you start reading the synopsis of it and you start reading that book, great. But anywho, that's what type of reader I am. I like all that stuff. But romance, I don't like too much cheesy stuff. I can't deal with it. I don't like it whatsoever. So if you come and look at my bookcase, you'll see that I don't have that many romance novels at all. Actually, I don't have maybe one or two, but nah. And now I would say, is it Mary B. Morris? I read the Be Careful What You Click For. Now, that novel was pretty good because it was dealing with a love triangle, okay? And it did have sex scenes. But this love triangle was very much like the wife. She's in a relationship with the NBA player, but he got injured, so he couldn't play ball no more. But he was still receiving the benefits, and he was still getting paid. But meanwhile, he's supposed to be looking for a house in Atlanta for they to bring his family to, but he's on the low. While he's in Atlanta, he was messing with this guy, and this guy is some part of a underground trip, like some underground type of taking men and sexing them off somewhere to other men. Men will come and pay this guy to have sex with these men that they kidnap. And somehow her husband got mixed up within that. So that was a love triangle, because you dealing with that situation. And then it was some other people, other lady, another character. She's older, she's dating younger men, but she's also involved with the guy that's like way older than her, and she's waiting for him to pass away so she can get the so stuff like that. That was a big love triangle, but it also has some stuff that was going on within the mix that caught my eye, that I'm like, okay, I can read this, because it didn't have a lot of sex scenes in it, but it did. It wasn't too much, but I was managed to read through it and get through it, because it didn't have a lot, and it didn't dwell on that sex scene, certain sex scenes. It wasn't like for me to be like, oh, this is a bit too much, I have to put this book down, or I could just skim through it. Because you got to be careful. When you read a novel and it does have a sex scene, sometimes it can go on and on forever and you can skim through it, but you also missing some type of parts within the book in order to find out the plot. So you can't do that with certain books, but as a reader, you kind of must know what you're reading, and you can easily skim through it, because you can, I don't know, I guess, how can I describe this, I say, without getting my words all jumbled up. As a reader, you will know how to skim over sex scenes and when to stop, I would say, because when you're reading a sex scene, you can also skip ahead and see when does that sex scene stop, if that makes sense to my listeners. But yes, as a reader, for myself, I do skim over sex scenes. And I would say some authors probably reach out to me and say, hey, would you check out one of my books? And I get nervous, because if it's like a romance novel, I'm like, I don't want to. But I still end up reading, because an author had reached out to me and want me to read their book. And I give them my honest review, you know. I'm not going to say I don't do romances, so I can't read your novel. No, I'm going to still read it. And that's the only time I would read a romance novel, if an author had reached out to me and want me to review their book. And I would definitely do that. And but yeah, sex scenes I definitely do skim over unless it's good, and I probably read through it a couple times. It just depends on the mood I'm in. If I'm in a mood to where I don't mind reading the sex scenes, then I can do it. But most of the time, sometimes it could be a bit too much sometimes. And I know you guys are like, well, why would you read? Why would you pick up a book? Well, sometimes the books that I read necessarily have, sometimes they do have a romance scene in it and a sex scene in it. You have no choice but to read through it, you know, but it's not that long. And you know, that's not going to involve that much sex because you got to figure out the plot, you know, you definitely got to figure out the plot. And I hope that you guys can understand, but I know some of my readers out there, I know you guys skim over certain parts within the book. Of course you do, because sometimes it could be pretty boring at certain scenes. It could be pretty dry during a novel. You pick up a novel sometimes and you could tell when a dry spot comes up because you'd be like, oh my God, this book is so dry. You could put it down and then you'll come back, or you could just skim through and like, okay, I kind of figure out what's going on here, so it's okay for me to skim over these couple pages. Just like the Wrong Family, I was listening to it through Audible using Amazon, and I couldn't skim because I was listening to it. So I was sitting up here like, The Wrong Family, and not to mention The Wrong Family was good, but the first couple chapters of the book was like dry. I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't even fast forward because what's going on, you know? I'm gonna miss a couple parts, what's going on. So I'm just like, I can't do it. I just can't. So basically, you know, I was just like, oh no, I can't do it. But some parts are definitely dry within the novel, and I do tend to skim through it sometimes, especially if it's like a sex scene involved. It depends on how long it is, and if it goes deep into the sex scene, you know, where he's up here doing extra stuff during sex, and it's like, okay, I don't want to hear all that. I know it was one book by Eric Jerome Dickey called Decadence, and you know, I thought it was going to be good, but it definitely had a lot of sex scenes involved, and I could not skim over the pages at all. I couldn't. No, there was no way. And that was my messenger going out, because I do my podcast through my phone. Don't judge me not at all. But anywho, yes, Decadence definitely had a lot of sex scenes, and I was just like, oh boy. So I had to hurry up and finish that novel itself. And there's another book that I'm reading by Eric Jerome Dickey, the whole Jedidin series, that has sex scenes, but not a lot. But I tend to skim through it during that series. I skipped over a couple pages when it came to a sex scene, because like I said, it could be a bit much for me. It definitely it is. I remember one time, I know this is kind of like personal, but when I was up here reading one sex scene, I got done and I was looking at my significant other. I was like, oh, okay, you ready? You want to do something? But yeah, definitely it does get you in the mood, okay? It definitely gets you in the mood. But when you're not in the mood and you just ain't feeling it, you just like, okay, I want to skip over. I want to go ahead and read over that. But it definitely, sometimes it can be good for the reader. If you one of those type of people, you get done reading that sex scene and you looking at your significant other, you know you ready. Or sometimes you could be single and by yourself, you don't want to hear about that. You just like, okay, whatever, I'm going to skim through this because I am not nearby in no type of relationship at all. I'm just going to go ahead and skim over that part and be done with it. Okay? But that's just something funny. I thought that was hilarious, you know. You up here reading a novel, you just got done reading that sex scene, and you just looking at your significant other like, okay, you ready? You ready? You want to go ahead and get down? But anywho, but yes, it can definitely be a bit too much when you're reading a sex scene. You could just be like, I'm over it. I don't want to read that much. But I'm not a romance type of girl. I'm just not. I can't do it. Romance novels. But, you know, sex scenes don't have to necessarily be in romance novels. They also in other genres as well. You can find it, and it could be like small parts of the book. You know, it could be a certain area parts of the book where you can get a sex scene in. And sometimes authors that write other genres, sometimes they don't put the sex scene in their novel. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they do. I think it's an added bonus that they do put a sex scene in, but it's not that long. And then you also have those authors like, I have to throw in a couple sex scenes. And like I said, it depends on the story and the plot itself. Like if you're dealing with a love triangle, or you're dealing with a person that's an assassin and he found a love interest and he have to have sex with her, or one character have to be or a character's involved with multiple people, but he also trying to find out who murdered his friend. And this is an example. Once again, this is nothing but an example. Then you have stuff like that, you know. Definitely you have some situations that's like that in a novel sometimes that you might find. But like I said, some authors do put it in and sometimes they don't. It's like an added plus to their storyline, or however the plot, they want to write their story out. But sometimes sex scenes can be a much for a reader. Sometimes it depends on what kind of reader you are. You know, if you like that stuff and it don't mind, if you don't mind, then yeah, it don't bother you. You can read through the whole thing and it won't bother you at all. Where me, I'm like, I don't too much care for the sex scenes. I'd rather just know what's going on and what's gonna happen. I'm anxious like that. I like to read through what's gonna happen to the next person, depending on the book. But I'd say for me, the only time I read like a book like that, it's like a romance book, it have to be an author that reach out to me, and I'll definitely check it out. So that's the only time I read like a romance novel, and it have to be entertaining. I feel if I have to go out there and purchase this romance novel, it have to be entertaining, and something have to happen for me to even within that book. It have to be. What can I say? It had to be like a suspenseful type of romance type of novel, if that makes sense to you all. It had to be something I have to get into it, even for me to even pick it up to read it, if that makes sense. But yeah, I'm not a romance type of person at all. Nope. That's why I skim through the sex scenes. Nope. I skim through it and call it a day. I can't even tell you. If people ask me, like, did you even read the sex scene? Like, no. What, they just having sex? Shoot, he up here having sex with her, and they having a good time. And I mean, what else are you gonna talk about? Like how the way he's up here pumping her, or she's up here sucking his, you know, his stuff. And then I mean, what can you say about it? What's good? I guess I'm just too much. I guess I don't know, but yeah, I'm just not that type of girl at all. But. Yes, I do. But we're coming to an end. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Although it was a little bit entertaining, I think. I mean, an interesting topic. I believe I picked this topic out of one of the groups that I'm in on Facebook called Melanin Girls Read. Great group, you guys. So definitely find that group, because they're always posting up new books. They always do like giveaways and all that stuff. Very fun group. Definitely, you guys should definitely check out that group if you are a Facebook member. Find that group. It's called Melanin Girls Read. And I love it. They always have fun stuff within that group. And also, I'm on the part of another book club through Facebook. It's called Black Girls Read. Is it Black Girls Read Club? Definitely, that's a good group as well. Two good groups that I'm involved in, and they always keep the groups active, the members active, and it's very fun. They're always doing giveaways. They always host, I think pop-up spots if you located in that areas, and they also, like I said, they do giveaways, and they also have book clubs, active book clubs, where other members come together and talk about a main book that we all are reading. And right now, like I said, I just got done reading Black Girls Must Die Exhausted. Wonderful book. I missed that one, the meaning. That was yesterday. I missed that one, but I did read that book. Very good book. And you get a chance to vote. And this is in both groups, too. That's why I mentioned those groups. But they also do fun stuff to keep their members active within the group itself. I know Melanated Girls Read definitely hit 6K. I think yesterday or sometime last week they hit 6K. And the other group, they have a lot of members as well, but they both active. I found that they the best two groups that I ran into that are good, and they kept up with the book club. So like I said, go ahead and check them out if you are listening. What else? I got to do some more shout outs. If you're located here in Kansas City, don't forget to check out this this bookstore that is ran by a melanated female that's located here in the Kansas City area. I love this location, and I have to go back actually to pick up some more books. But it's called Black and Brown Bookstore. It's built BLK plus Brown, BRWN for short, and stuff like that. You can find them here in Kansas City actually, if you locate it here, 104 half West 39th Street, Kansas City, Missouri 64111. And you can also order some books from that store online if you're not located here in Kansas City at blkbrwn.com. And you can find her on Instagram at blkbrwnkc. Wonderful bookstore. Go check her out. I love that place. I went in there like a couple of weeks ago and I purchased two books. I love supporting black-owned bookstores. Love it. And this is the only one I found here in Kansas City. But go ahead and check out her website. Well, her website on blkbrwn.com. And also look for her on Instagram at blkbrwn. WNKC. Like I said, I enjoy it. The store itself has a nice vibe. Seriously, a nice, wonderful vibe. When I went in there, it's very quiet. Well, I wouldn't say quiet because she has some soothing music, so you can shop in peace. She don't bother you like in Barnes and Noble. I remember I talked to this on my podcast on one of the episodes back where I went into Barnes & Noble of North Kansas City and I was harassed by an employee, okay, just for shopping around. Like, she was actually looking at me from downstairs and I was all the way upstairs. You're going to come all the way upstairs just to see what I'm doing? I'm not stealing no books. Who would want to steal a book? Okay, and you could go to a library. You could find any book that you want. The library dishes them out, so who would want to steal books, okay? But I felt some type of way because they have been at Barnes & Noble up North Kansas City, and I felt like she was like, you need any help? And it was other people that was around us. But anywho, that was just that moment. I get heated every time I talk about that incident. But yes, the Black and Brown store that's owned by one of our people. I love that store. Go check her out. She needs all the support if you're located here in Kansas City. If you're not located in Kansas City and if you are a author and you would like to have one of your books showcased at her store, go hit her up. She likes to interview some of her people that, you know, they want, well, some of the people that want their books in her store. So she likes to sit down and speak with you and communicate with you and see what page you want. But yeah, definitely check that store out, either in person or online, either on Instagram, definitely. But yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed that segment, that little episode that I did. Don't forget to share my episodes on your pages, on your social media outlets. Also, you can follow me on Instagram for the Love of Books NKC, the number 4, Love of Books NKC. And like I said, I'm still trying to get my TikTok up as far as the name. I'm still working on that. But also give it a couple likes, share, and don't forget to tune in on Sundays for new episodes. Peace.